Attention passengers, we apologize for the delay. The MTA conductor's voice was tinny, but the exasperation rang clear as the voice fuzzed through the speakers in the stalled subway car. We are being held momentarily by the train's dispatcher due to a malfunctioning signal, or something. Thank you for your patience. We will be moving shortly. Maybe. Lekotsi Adelele, mother of schedules and slayer of inefficiencies, would usually have been quite annoyed with her train being stuck on a bridge for half an hour with no explanation. But it was a special day. She had off from work. The full weekend, 2 days to herself, a reprieve from managing meetings with dignitaries, heads of states, and business interests, planning royal dinners, royal date nights, and royal relaxation, and overseeing most aspects of the life of His Royal Highness, Bringer of Light and Love, Prince Thabiso Moshushu of Thisolo, currently situated in Manhattan. Or, more time to think about her. Lekotsi tugged at the thigh of her trousers, teal gabardine with a matching blazer, before crossing her leg so that an ankle rested over her opposite knee, exposing bright yellow socks. She brushed away a speck of dirt that had lodged in one of the diamond-shaped perforations that decorated the age-tan leather of her new brogues. Her father had mailed her the shoes a few weeks back, a Christmas present to go under the giant fir tree lodged into a corner of the royal townhouse, since Naledi enjoyed partaking in Christian holidays. When Lekotsi had finally been allowed to open the package, held hostage until 4 a.m. on December 25th by an ever-vigilant Naledi, she discovered a note inside. "New shoes point toward the future, sweet daughter. You cannot keep wearing that which you have outgrown." Lekotsi had slipped the note and the shoes into her closet for the 2 weeks following the holiday. Today, she would break them in, walking away from memories that should have evaporated long ago, but had left residual damage, like stains on suede after a sudden downpour. She winced as the conductor made another announcement. This one, completely unintelligible static. A train delay was fine. A train delay was delightful. Anything she encountered this weekend would be delightful because she was tired of the dejection that had nagged at her for months. Dejection was inefficient, and worse, it was pedestrian. Moping and wallowing had left a green tinge on the memories of her few perfect days in New York the previous spring, like the band of a fake gold ring. It was time to leave the shoes she had outgrown behind. It was time to create new memories. As far as interminable train delays went, being stuck on the Manhattan Bridge on a Saturday morning was about as good as one could get. Outside the window of the train, the January sunlight was dappling over the choppy, ice-strewn waves of the East River, tinting the muddy waters a silvery green gold. The cold blue of the morning sky seemed endless as it stretched out over Brooklyn on one side and Manhattan on the other, holding all the promise of the recently arrived New Year. A week before, Lekotsi had watched the ball drop from the apartment of a translator she'd met at the UN. As she'd walked home, surrounded by drunken revelers, she'd wondered what it would have been like to kiss Fab at midnight instead. "No thoughts of her today. Enough." On the Manhattan side of the river, the sharp angles of the skyscrapers were burnished with light, making it seem as if the impossibly tall buildings were sunbathing. New York City didn't have majestic mountains or roaring waterfalls or rolling plains like her homeland, but it was a beautiful city in its own way.